From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team had a busy week last week. First, the Eagles beat Martinsville 56-49 in the third place game of the Harry Johnson Holiday Classic to avenge an earlier loss this season to the Bulldogs. Kobe Morrison led the way for the Eagles in the win with 33 points. Then on Saturday, GW fell on the road at Reidsville 78-62. Kobe Morrison again had a monster day as he led the way for the Eagles with 29 points. GW is now 4-4 on the season and will host Halifax County to begin district play tomorrow night. The Hargrave varsity basketball team picked up a win on Saturday over Alexander Central 69-64 in the Tornado Classic. Isaac Smith was named the MVP for the event with 19 points and 7 rebounds in the win. In the NFL, the Carolina Panthers won the NFC South for the first time since 2015 and are playoff bound for the first time since 2017. Despite losing to the Bucks on Saturday 16-14, the Panthers won the division in a tiebreaker thanks to the Falcons beating the Saints yesterday.
The Panthers will host the Los Angeles Rams in the first round of the playoffs. The Chicago Bears fell to the Detroit Lions 19-16 yesterday. Dan River alum Tremaine Edmonds led the way for the Bears defense with 8 tackles. The Bears will host the Packers in the first round of the playoffs this weekend. Myles Garrett made NFL history yesterday as he set the NFL sacks record with 23. The record was previously held by Michael Strahan and TJ Watt at 22.5. The Browns also got the win 20-18 over the Bengals. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.